The Volumes of Truth, Volume 2. I Will Take My People, Out of. October 7, 2005. From the Lord, our God and Savior. The Word of the Lord spoken to Timothy. For the churches of men, and for all those who have ears to hear. Thus says the Lord. Churches of men, you do always twist the scriptures. You cease not from adding to, and taking away from the Word of God. As you continue to stand firm upon your own cracked foundations, which your forefathers laid. Foundation upon foundation, throughout your generations. Built ever higher, according to the pride and vanity of men. An arrogance, which has no equal. How long shall you contend with me? How long shall you pervert the truth? Churches of men, shall I lie to my prophets, and give them false testimony? Or did you think I have ceased from making my plans known, that I have altogether turned back from sending them? Certainly not. For I am the Lord, and I do not change. Therefore, let every cracked foundation crumble, and every house fall with a great crash. Let the glory of man be turned backward, until the pride of man is bowed down, and the arrogance of man is utterly humiliated. For the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day, as it is written. Thus says the Lord. Humble yourselves, O churches of arrogance, and pray that you are not left standing upon the earth, in bewilderment and tears, in the day I gather up my treasured ones, and steal away my elect, those counted worthy to escape all these things which shall soon come to pass. The first to stand in the presence of the Son of Man, the first to be sheltered from my fury. Behold, the angels of heaven shall ascend and descend upon the Son of Man, until the harvest is made complete. Therefore again I say to you, humble yourselves. For pride has blinded your eyes, and arrogance has stopped your ears. Repent, and pray double for those you have led from the truth. For you preach and teach in the name of another Messiah, a false Christ, who looks nothing like me, a molded image, which you have shaped to fit your own corrupt doctrines and perverse traditions, polluting my name and my glory, as you continue to twist and segregate the scriptures to your own hurt, says the Lord. Therefore, blessed are those who come out from among them. Blessed are those who obey God rather than men. Blessed are those who place their trust in the Son of God, striving always to walk in His ways and keep His commandments. They shall surely be taken out of this place. Yet woe to all those who disobey the Son. Woe to all who turn aside from the way and forsake the commandments. For the wrath of God remains upon them.